time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Megan Cummings. She is the new executive director of the United Way of Eastern Utah. We're going to talk about her, get to know her a little bit, and then discuss some of the programs that are still always ongoing at the United Way, and maybe somewhere in the future we'll be able to have other things go on outdoors and get together. Megan, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Dave. Good to be here.
Anytime the United Way wants to come on here, you're more than welcome to.
Hey, thanks. I'm going to hold you to that.
Go right ahead. No worries. No worries at all. So let's talk a little bit about you.
Let's do it. So I grew up in a small town in Indiana. I did undergrad in Indiana, did a master's degree in Spanish, traveled abroad, have lived all over the U.S. Most recently, I was in Montana working for a nonprofit, ran operations for a nonprofit there. And my husband and I moved here a little over a year and a half ago. So I don't have a ton of time in the area under my belt, but it's a great community so far. We've got a daughter, and so we've really been welcomed by the community and have made lots of really good friends, and what a great place to live.
Right. What brought you to Price, Utah?
So my husband took a job with the Bureau of Land Management.
Okay.
He does wildlife biology there, and he has also experienced a really warm reception. So we've been really lucky to meet people and learn more about the community.
Very, very cool. And it's good to, you know, we're always welcome of one more member. It's okay.
Hey, thanks.
I hope you've noticed that and felt that too.
Yeah, I absolutely have. Really, it's one of the things that I noticed immediately is just how welcoming the community is. And kudos to you.
Well, good.
Yeah.
We try. If not, you know, we have to have a talk with people.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about, I mean, you mentioned that you worked for a nonprofit in Montana. What is that kind of what drew you to the United Way?
Yeah. So I've been aware of the United Way for a long time. It's, you know, it's a huge international organization doing a lot of good work all over the world, but especially here in the U.S. And so I've been aware of it, been aware of our local United Way of Eastern Utah, which actually isn't just in Price. So it's seven counties. So it's a big United Way reach. And when I saw the position was open, I thought, here's an opportunity for me to get back into the nonprofit world. I've been staying home with my daughter, and that's wonderful. But I needed, it was time to get back out there a little bit. And the United Way, one of the things that I really have always appreciated about the mission is it's not just, here, let's help one individual here, let's help another individual here, although those things are hugely important. But it's, let's look at the systems. Let's look at the structures in place and see how we can create positive change for more people. And I wanted to be a part of that.
And that's something everybody, you know, everybody does great things. The United Way does great things in the community. Some of the programs that you've got going on right now, and every time that we've talked about it, I just get chills because it just means that much to me is your soul to souls.
Yeah, absolutely. So not everybody can afford a new pair of shoes. Not every kid in the community, you know, when they're growing and they're wearing out shoes, not everybody can afford a new pair. So this wonderful program, Souls, S-O-L-E-S, to Souls, S-O-U-L-S, a little play on words, it enables kids to have new shoes. So we get some grant funding, we get donations from the community, and we've got shoes that we can give to kids through their schools. So counselors will call us and let us know, hey, Johnny, age 6, needs a new pair of shoes, and we're able to look in our inventory. And that's because of the generosity of the community. They see a need, and this is one of our favorite programs because, you know, it's hard to learn. It's hard to pay attention when your feet are cold or hurting.
And like I said, that's just amazing to me that is out there for people. I love that program. Another one that you guys have, you always have a diaper drive, and you're still doing that.
Ongoing. Yeah. We'll always accept diapers. You know, babies need clean bums, and we care about that. We care about the health of the babies in our community. And so, again, not everybody can afford a brand new package of diapers as often as babies need diapers. So that's one area where we have stepped in, and we really want to take care of the people in our community.
And then another one, and we'll kind of wrap up with this, is your Live, Love, Local program. Let's talk about that one.
This is one of my favorites, and I'm brand new to the position, but this was one that I dove right into. So when there are community members diagnosed with cancer, they can't always afford the gas to drive to their treatment, to drive to Provo, to drive over the mountain. And so this is, again, because of the generosity of grant funding, generosity of the community, we're able to purchase gas cards and give those to cancer patients. So there's an application process. It's on the website, and folks apply for that. And then we're able to help them out with their travel costs. And that's huge, because imagine being diagnosed with cancer and you know, all the things that that implies, you know, your whole life is upended. And then on top of that, you can't afford the gas to go get treatment. You know, that's a rough spot. So we're really grateful to be able to help.
All right. So, and, you know, for anyone that needs the information or anything, let's give them all the phone numbers and all that good stuff there.
Yeah. So the phone number is 637-8911. We are United Way of Eastern Utah. So UWEU.org. UWEU.org. And don't forget about the 211Utah.org. That's also another resource. So you can call 211 or you can go to 211Utah.org.
All right. And hopefully, as soon as you get some things that we can, that we're going to have programs and get out in the community, you come right back here and let us know. And we'll
Dave,
get it out
you'll
there
be the first
you.
To know.
All right.
We'll let you know.
Hey, Megan, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. It's been great to be here.
That was Megan Cummings with the United Way of Eastern Utah, the new executive director. And of course, if you need anything from the United Way, you give her a phone call and she'll get you taken care of. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, CastleCountryRadio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.